suggest that we revisit when we have copies of the various versions that are out there. And if I hear correctly, you're advocating that we make sure it gets implemented simply because it's been passed, although none of us know what it's about or whether or not it actually suits the desired purpose. Because I agree, we do need to change how things are happening. But insisting that the IED implement a motion simply because the motion has been passed does not seem to me to be a good course of action.
But my question then, what is the next step after a motion is approved by the National Board?
Well, I think somebody has to be on the stack.
I don't know that it's the most pressing question right now.
No, but my question is this one, just to understand the process, because if my question is, if you or Benito maybe can answer, what is the next step after a motion is approved by the National Board?
Jim Brown to stack.
Yeah, and Benito, I'd like to speak, but I think someone else, and I didn't recognize the voice, but someone else has to speak a minute ago.
Yeah, I think I was now Jim, Serene, Benito, and who else wanted to speak about it? Okay, can we have...
I guess John does. John, right?
Yeah, John, okay.
John before me.
Okay, John, and then Jim, and then Benito, is that okay?
Yeah, I think that the Serene is really onto something. I mean, we can't, like... You know, there's probably a number of reasons why this resolution hasn't been implemented, that there's, like, not enough agreement about it, that people agree that it's an important thing to implement. And, you know, if it came about in kind of a funny way, that means there's, like, institutional resistance internally to it. So it might be a good idea to figure out what that resistance is. And so Serene is offering, you know, a kind of an approach to figure out, you know, like what we need. I mean, and then somebody else, I'm sorry, I can't remember their name, but they put forth the idea that we need to the information and try to get George to give us those three resolutions so we can kind of look at it and see what we're really talking about, because otherwise we're just going to spin our wheels. So I think getting information is the key thing, and that's, you know, if Serene wants that as a motion, I'll second her motion, and if that other person was requesting it as a motion that we ask George for these informations, you know, these three resolutions, you know, then I support that too, and I'll second that. And I think we should just go ahead and try to get the information. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I can't really support implementing a resolution. I have no idea exactly what it says, and that I've heard something about, but it seems kind of, like, very problematic. And, you know, I think that Serene's onto something. I think both of these speakers are onto something, and I support it.
All right, thank you. And Jim?
Yes, I would have to agree with... I would have to agree with Serene and John and Benito 100%. There's something about these three motions or these three resolutions or whatever they are that we need to look at. It's very important when we talk about developing policies that's going to affect, you know, content of our stations. Part of the problem now is that there is no solid policy that anyone can look at and go by and determine exactly what they're going to do as producers and so forth. So I think it's very important for us to look at those motions, even though the PMB may have passed them, whether they were or not, and are they in the original versions in which they were intended? That's what I'm concerned about.
Thank you.
That was it.
Benito? Go ahead.
Yeah, Rodrigo, you know, I cannot argue that that a motion that was passed by the PMB should not be implemented. I mean, none of us can do that. I mean, we can do it if we want to, but how should I say it? Theoretically, we can't do that. But it, like John said a minute ago, there obviously has to be an issue about implementing whatever it is that was passed. And right now, if we were to ask the IED to implement the motion, she wouldn't have a copy of it. We don't have a copy of it. We don't even know what it says, and so we can't even send it to her. So, I mean, I think that at the very least, we need to see what it is that's there. It may be that we're all in absolute agreement with it. It may be that the PMB is more than ready and the IED is more than ready to implement it, but we don't know what it is.
Then
we need to see what it is. And then if we have a problem, then, you know, and I've already indicated that I think that there is a problem. And I've heard other folks mention that there are problems with it. Then, you know, we can have that discussion. But at the very least, like John said a second ago, and Jim and, well, everybody, well, Serene and Jim and all said, we need to see what was passed. We need to see what it is.
And then, well, that's good. I'll be next, okay? Or finish your thing.
No, just that, you know, if nothing else, we can get a copy of what it is and then send a copy to the IED and say, this is what was passed in such and such month and year. And, you know, I mean, it should be implemented. And we can also say, you know, on the one hand, it needs to be implemented, or something along those lines needs to be implemented, and the programming committee would like a little bit of time to review it and see if we might, you know, suggest if we're in agreement, or do we think that it needs to be improved, or it's fine the way it is, or whatever. But the point is, ain't none of us seen it.
Then that's precisely reinforcing my point. My point. You know, how can you say something is bad when you haven't even read it, when you haven't even seen it? Just because, you know, it's been said it's bad, but we don't have it in front of us. We don't have a copy. We don't have seen it. It seems like everyone except Serene would do have it, but we don't have it. So how can we talk about something that we don't even know and in its forms and contain and, you know, its, you know, motivations and, you know, all the aspects of it? We don't have it in hand. So this conversation is then out of order because we don't have the arguments. We don't have the elements to discuss it right now. So then probably the most, you know, a wise thing to do is just to move on and then, you know, have probably be brought by, or at least suggest that maybe I can ask George or the secretary to send it to us, the different versions of it, so we can revise it. But it doesn't make any sense to keep talking about something that we don't even know.
Right. I think we're all in agreement.
So we have to start this conversation because, I mean, but yes, certainly we have to start this conversation. But what is not, you know, where we are wrong, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to disagree with all of you, is that in the meantime, something was approved. It has to be done because that's what is being happening with this foundation. At the end, things don't get done because whoever comes new of us, you know, think is that maybe I don't agree with that motion maybe, but I haven't read it all the way, so I cannot say, oh, it's good or bad, you know. So in the meantime, I know I belong to a foundation which has, you know, certain processes and certain rules, which means, you know, once we approve it, you implement it. I mean, that's the bottom line. It might be wrong, it might be bad, but that's the law, right? And you, when we talk about process and respecting, you know, the process and the laws and everything, the bylaws, that's what it meant. It doesn't matter. I mean, people go to jail even if they are, you know, accused wrongly, but in the meantime they found they're guilty. So they go to jail. And later on they find out they mess it up, and they say, you know, I'm sorry, we mess it up. But they apply the law. We have to apply what we are here for. Means we approve a motion, whether we like it or not, we have to approve it. That's what happened with many of the motions. And we end up not implementing it because somebody else doesn't like it. So what's the point of being into the bylaws and the processes if we are not going to respect them? So we are just basically doing the same thing, you know, that we are, you know, trying to change. You know, so ignoring our own bylaws, ignoring our own mandate. We are talking right now about an issue that we don't even know, you know, its forms, its characteristics, you know, how deep it is in terms of impacting what, you know, who is being affected, who is not affected. So we are talking on the air, we're just talking by talk. We don't have anything. So first thing is that we have to get that motion in front of us and see it, and then we can qualify that motion wrong or not. But you're accepting you don't have it. Jim doesn't have it. John doesn't have it. And we say, like, well, yeah, well, you know, let's not implement it because it doesn't sound good. That's not an argument. It's just an speculation of something that you haven't seen, but you perceive as something that might not fit with what you think things should be. That's what it is. So that's not a process. That's not, you know, a good process to do. So let's move on. If it is okay, let's get
Mr.
Those
Chair, things. This is Jim Brown. Point of information, please.
Yes. Okay, go ahead, Jim, please. Thank you.
My comment was not that we implemented. Is it the question now as to whether we are asking it not to be implemented, or that we are we asking to see it?
No, the question is right now is that whether we are going to ignore, you know, a process because of something that we haven't seen and we don't know its content, even though it was approved. So I,
I didn't understand that. I thought we wanted to look at it.
Yeah.
I thought we wanted to see those motions to see if there's anything else we need to do.
Yeah, I do want to see them too. You know,
I think we just want to see them. I thought that was my understanding. And
I think it seems like we're all in agreement that we all want to see it. But in the meantime, you know, it's something that it was already approved. So it's something that is not, it's not, we are not debating whether we like it or not.
Right.
So it's not the point, because this thing, you know, we like it already because we approve it. You didn't approve it maybe in your time, but now you are the PMB. You're not Jim Brown anymore. I'm not Rodrigo Argueta anymore. I'm the PMB, right? So I approve it, whether I like it or not, but I approve it, right? So if I don't approve it now, if I don't like it anymore now, I have to see it and then revise it and then, you know, change it or just vote it down or whatever, you know, replace it, you know, by another one. But in the factual applicable system, you know, that's the thing, that's how things go, right? You approve something, you decide something by consensus or voting, then you do it. That's logical, you know, events of things. We cannot speculate that because we don't like it or that maybe it's not too good, you know, maybe, you know, that's not feasible, maybe not, just maybe yes, maybe not. That's not applicable to our situation. We are the PMB even before we were not here. Right? We were in 2012. I was not there, but now that's the thing, you know. So it's so. Right. The question is here: do we go by the bylaws, or do we go by our perception of things? You know. So
excuse
I want to see
I,
it.
I'm going
to
leave
Benito to this thing.
I have to go.
Yeah, go ahead, Benito. Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Look, I don't think there's any real disagreement here. I think Rodrigo is correct. X was passed by the PMB on Y date. It needs to be implemented. And it just hasn't been implemented. So we need to get a copy of it. We need to pass it on to the IED. We need to ask her to implement it. I think Rodrigo is absolutely correct. At the same time, since we are the programming committee, I think that, number one, we have a responsibility to know and find out what it is that it says. We need to, and we should take the opportunity to review it. So on the one hand, I think, and Rodrigo more or less said it a minute ago.
It was such an emergency to do this tonight. Why you couldn't, when you decide to spend money that you're not to somebody, spend that money. You could have done it all tomorrow.
Can you finish, please, Benito? I don't
what's
know.
What's your thought?
Can you mute your phone, please? You're talking to someone.
Wow. So you have fucked up all the money in one day.
Can you mute your phone, please?
Great job.
Hello? Is anyone talking, please? Mute the phone. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, no, all I'm saying is that, again, I suggest that... I guess the secretary, or I would move that the secretary.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it don't even have to be a formal motion, I think. We just need Nancy to, or Rodrigo to ask George to produce the three copies, the three various motions. And to send them to the members of the committee, and number one, and Rodrigo, for his part, soon as he gets the copy that was, that was passed by the PMB, he needs to send it to Margie and ask her to implement it.
Serene for the staff, please.
Okay. You finished, Benito?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. So let me say this respectfully. I do not understand how we can. I do not understand the urgency to force the implementation of a motion that has lain fallow for 2 years without this committee even knowing the content. And I, for one, do not believe that simply because a motion is approved, it is a good motion. I've seen plenty of bad motions by committees and by boards. So I do not subscribe to the theory that simply because I'm on the board and the board once approved this motion, and I know that committee process was questionable, I'll leave it there, that we now need to hurry up after it sat there under various administrations for 2 years without even having a look at it. We want to demand that it be implemented. That does not seem reasonable to me. I do not understand the urgency.
Can I answer to that, Serene? Can I answer to that, Serene? I want to say one thing exactly. You said it's there for 2 years. Let's say you have a, you know, I don't know, a debt. And you have that debt for 2 years. How big is that debt now? They are much bigger, right? So we have a debt with honesty and processes, a big debt. If we are capable to keep for 2 years a motion and say, well, what is the urgent of it? Well, then it's nothing urgent then. No, why do we have to worry about any changes on the national level, or why do we have to do whatever? So that means, I don't know in English, but something means immediately, immediatista means, you know, something that...
Immediatamente, immediately.
You sometimes people do things like at the moment, right? Oh, yeah, let's do it right now, right? Some people take forever to do things, you know. Some people decide something and do it. Some other people decide something and they don't do it. Who's trustable? The people, those institutions that do things as they decide to do it, or the institutions that take 2 years to seem to have some urgency to do something, who would you trust?
Serene for the staff, please.
So the issue here is not even, I mean, it's not even debatable. You know, I don't think, you know, we should even debate in this situation whether we implement it or not. That's not on the table. I mean, this is not a discussion anymore. This is something that we must do, and if you don't like it, and some people don't like it, then it's easy, just like they did when they messed up, you know, the motion for the Spanish language programming. They drafted another one, right? But that's exactly the same principle applies, the same principles, right? They delay it. What was the urgency of implementing the Spanish language programming? No urgency. Why? It's been there for since 2006. What's the urgency? Oh, it was an urgency for you. Not, I'm not saying to you, Serena, or to anybody of you at the meeting. I think it was an urgency for those who said, what is the urgency? Well, it didn't affect them, right? So we cannot, you know, process things like that. I'm sorry, you know, but it's something really wrong if we think, you know, this way.
If
we think, you know, yes, I'm sorry, you know, go ahead, Serena, you know, but I just want to, you know, give you an answer. It would take 2 years. Means, you know, we can take another 10 years and there's no urgency on it. Go ahead, Serena. Sorry.
Yeah, and Benito afterward.
I don't, you know, it seems that no one has the language of the motion, but what I recall is that it requires elections on LSBs, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me right now in December. It requires elections from members of the public, which would require a whole solicitation process. And so this is not something that we can casually say, okay, go on and implement it. We should at least know what it is we're asking people to do. And there is no argument that will convince me, or let me say I've heard no argument and can imagine no argument, perhaps it's my limited imagination, to demand work or involve processes of other people without even knowing what we're asking them to do. At a minimum, we should demand the versions of the motion so we know what we're asking others to do. It's unimaginable if we would just say, implement it because it was passed 2 years ago. I mean, I don't know. I'm repeating myself. I'm done.
Benito?
Okay. Folks, it's 11:54. D.C. time, 8:54 California time. I'm going to suggest that we let go the discussion of what to do with the motion right now, or the resolution, whatever, and simply I'll make a motion. I move that the programming, the PMB Programming Committee Chair or Secretary request of the former Chair of the Programming Committee, George Ryder, that he provide the committee with the program council motion passed by the PMB along with the original motion passed by the PMB programming committee and the other related motion passed by the governance committee. I can't write it and send it to anybody because I ain't got no computer right now, but I can repeat it.
Can the secretary take note of that, and then did everyone get the motion? Any second on it?
Yeah, we don't need a second, Rodrigo.
Oh, you don't need a second? Okay, good. Okay. So the motion basically, it's what he's saying, if I understand, Benito, is that, you know, George Ryder be required to provide us with, you know, the motion and discussion, as well as the related motions that were mentioned, if they ever exist, so we can have something to really discuss, right? That's basically
right.
Be provided to. Okay, well. And is there any discussion about it? We have no time, so if no discussion, is everyone in agreement? Or, I mean, is everyone in disagreement? That's what I should say. So no disagreement, then should be approved, then. My unanimous decision, then. Okay. So is anyone wants to move that we adjourn for tonight?
I have a motion with regard to the motion that remains on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I had sent forth a motion. I understand Benito doesn't have access, and others may not have been able to read it during the meeting. I would ask that it simply be tabled until the early on the first item of business in the next meeting.
So the motion of Benito be tabled until the next meeting?
No. That passed. The motion that I sent about inquiring of program directors, you know, through their GMs, what the process is for how they make programming decisions. The motion that I emailed you all a while ago.
Okay. Yeah. That motion be tabled?
Until the start of the next meeting.
Friendly amendment, Serene.
Yes.
In order not to get into table of this, that, and the other, if maybe you can just move that motion be put towards the top of the agenda or something.
Well, I think we have to table it. I mean, if we're not going to deal with it tonight, we have to agree to table it.
Oh, because you already made the motion?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
I think that we can postpone, Sarin said, we can postpone like first business of the day for the next meeting. We can postpone to a certain time, and that will be the first, meeting of the programming committee.
Point of information, have we made a next meeting date?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I do not have internet connection, so I cannot look at the KPFDX calendar.
The next meeting, does anyone have the calendar? We can have set the next meeting?
Yeah, I can look at.
Okay.
Let me just open it.
And while you guys do that, may I postpone it until 9:15 p.m.?
Okay. When do you want that to be? I mean, December.
Whenever next the committee meets. I just want it at 9:15.
9:15. Okay.
Because, you know, we'll have gotten through the minutes approval or whatever, you know, starts the meeting off.
You want to keep it in a Wednesday?
Wednesdays are tight this month because
Well, the only two open ones that we have this month are the 24th and the 25th and the 31st. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what were those dates?
December 24th and December 31st. Those are the only two Wednesdays that are open for this month. Exactly. I don't think that, well, I don't know.
Yeah. What other day is open?
The other open in the calendars are Friday. Let's see, Friday the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th
of December.
December.
Yeah. So Friday, why don't we do a poll for the 12th and the 20th and the 19th? Why don't we do an email poll for the 12th and the 19th and see which one gets the larger number?
Okay.
Sounds good.
I can agree with that.
Does anybody have
one open it Monday 29 or Tuesday the 30th of December? That is all that is open. Meeting weekday, right?
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, some people try to do a vacation during that week.
Yeah.
Some people actually have jobs that give them the week off and they travel and stuff.
Okay.
Point of information, is anybody 19th is bad? Friday.
The 19th is bad for you, Nancy?
No, it's not. I'm just asking for other people.
I don't have any problem the 19th.
I don't either.
That's, what day of the week is that?
Friday.
It's the week right before, the Friday before Christmas.
Why don't we just schedule that week?
Why don't we just go ahead and select a day right now?
I can post it just now.
How many people are still on the call?
Is anyone okay with the 19th, Friday?
Well, what I'm thinking is we can reserve it now, and if we change our mind, we can change it later, but at least it's open now. If we wait a little bit more, that will be gone.
Can I suggest that we reserve the 12th and the 19th and then ask people to respond?
Okay. I can do that right now. Okay.
Yeah, and ask people to respond by Sunday so we can release one of those dates to another committee.
Yeah, who can be asking that? Who can send that the request?
Okay. Do you want me to reserve the 12th or the 19th?
And then we can just send an email poll to the committee.
Okay.
Which date works best?
I can do that. I can send an email to all the governance committee members.
I'm going to send it right now. Okay.
Program committee.
So that will be the 12th and the 19th possible dates. Okay.
They're both Fridays.
Okay, both are Fridays. Okay, any other discussion? It's 9 already. It's 12 over there, so I think we should adjourn. Is that okay?
In fact, you know what would be great? We should lock both in, and whichever one we don't use, maybe the task force can use. I mean, it's their decision.
That's why I'm doing that.